أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن المتقين في جنات ونعيم، فاكهين بما آتاهم ربهم ووقاهم ربهم عذاب الجحيم. كلوا واشربوا هنيئا بما كنتم تعملون. متكئين على سرر مصفوفة، وزوجناهم بحور عين. صدق الله العظيم. As we discussed yesterday, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about the faith of those who had disbelieved in Allah Rabbul Izzat, who belied Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that for them will be the fire of Jahannam, they will be pushed into it. In these ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speak about those who were muttaqeen, those who were obedient to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, those that fulfill the commandments of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So some of their rewards, Allah says, إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَنَعِيمٍ. Certainly the muttaqeen, certainly those who have the quality of taqwa, they protect themselves from the adab of Allah, they protect themselves from the maharim, those things that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has made haram. They become extremely conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they try to obey the commandments of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Fi jannat, they will be in gardens, wa na'im, and in bliss, and in the delight that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has prepared for them. Very briefly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about some of the qualities. Fakihina bima atahum rabbuhum. One interpretation of fakihina bima atahum rabbuhum, eating the fruits which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their Rabb, has granted them. And one interpretation will be taking delight from whatever Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has granted. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Allah's ni'mat in general. Whatever ni'mat Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grants the people of Jannat, in whatever way, in whatever form, will be something of delight. The people of Jannah will take it with relish. They will enjoy it. It will be something that will be always pleasing to them. In other words, nothing that is distasteful or nothing that is unpleasing to the people of Jannat. وَوَقَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ عَذَابَ الْجَحِيمِ. And here is an absolute, total, separate ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. One is the ni'mat of Jannat, and one is the ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala saving us from the fire of Jahannam. وَوَقَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ عَذَابَ الْجَحِيمِ. And their Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has saved them from the blazing fire, from the chastisement of the fire of Jahannam. So here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about two separate ni'mats of Allah. One is the granting of Jannat, and one is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala saving a person from the fire of Jahannam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us both these ni'mats. كُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا هَنِيئًا بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, eat and drink hani'am, with great relish, with great desire. بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ, because of what you had been practicing. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that our a'mal, our actions, is one of the reasons why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us these ni'mats. But when we look at the hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it is not our amal that is going to give us Jannat, but the truth and the reality is, it is the fadl, it is the grace of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So ulama have explained that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's fadl and grace will come because of a person's actions. We will have to produce the actions. We will have to present the actions. We will have to carry out the actions. That is our duty and our responsibility. And this is what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is showing here. The duty and responsibility. Thereafter, it is the choice of Allah. It is the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grants a person Jannat, and Allah grants a person all the ni'mats of Jannat. Other ayahs of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا هَنِيئًا بِمَا أَسْلَفْتُمْ فِي الْأَيَّامِ الْخَالِيَةِ. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about bima kuntum ta'malun. In those ayats, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says They eat and drink with great relish and desire and delight because of what you had sent forth. So this is the world in which we will have to carry out the actions, and remember that whatever deed we carry out, just have it in our minds, picture it in our minds, that this is what we're sending off now to the hereafter. We are sending this off to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are posting it off, or we're doing an EFT, or we're doing a transfer from this world. And this is that message of these ayat that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is giving us. Muttaqeena ala sururim masfufa. And another very great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that they will be reclining on the couches which will be in rows. Now here in this world, a person endeavors, a person strives, there is a great deal of sacrifice that a person makes. Some would be getting up for tahajjud, others get up for fajr, some will be toiling for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, lack of rest, lack of sleep, etc. All for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. All of it Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will repay us back in the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will now say, muttaqeena ala sururim masfufa, that now you recline, they will be reclining. So you recline on these couches because Allah will grant the izzat, Allah will grant honor. Some of the commentators said that each jannati will be treated like a king. And this is what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is bringing forth in this ayah, that you work like a slave in the world, you work like a servant in the world, you toiled in the world, now take the rewards like a king. Hafiz ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayh has narrated a hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, plus minus the meaning of which is that they will be told to recline, and one recline in Jannat will be for 40 years. And in that one recline, whatever they desire, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant it to them. Just that one recline of 40 years shows us the great ni'mat of Allah. In one hadith, it is for 70 years that recline in Jannah will be there. وَزَوَّجْنَاهُمْ بِحُورٍ عِينٍ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we will marry them to the Huri Een of Jannah. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala here very briefly and continues to speak about these very great ni'mat that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has granted in Jannah. And if we see the theme of many of these ayats, it begins with إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ. That the quality, the key word is taqwa, consciousness of Allah, fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, abstinence from all kinds of sins. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.